Lekal, someone else would have. It comes down to basic strategic necessity. Or that's how I see it. Perhaps I'm just more calculating than others.
Sazed eyed the stocky man. Breeze was a soother. In fact, he was the most brazen, flagrant soother Sazed had ever known. Most soothers used their powers with discrimination and subtlety, nudging emotions only at the most opportune times. Breeze, however, played with everyone's emotions. Sazed could feel the man's touch on his own feelings at that moment, in fact, though only because he knew what to look for.
"If you will excuse the observation, Lord Breeze," Sazed said, "you do not fool me as easily as you believe you do."
Breeze raised an eyebrow.
"I know you are a good man," Sazed said. "You work very hard to hide it. You make a great show of being callous and selfish. Yet to those watching what you do, and not just what you say, you become far more transparent."
Breeze frowned, and Sazed got a little stab of pleasure at surprising the soother. He obviously hadn't expected Sazed to be so blunt.
"My dear man," Breeze said, sipping his wine, "I'm disappointed in you. Weren't you just speaking about being polite? Well, it's not at all polite to point out a crusty old pessimist's dark inner secret."
"Dark inner secret?" Sazed asked. "That you're kind-hearted?"
"It's an attribute in myself that I've worked very hard to discourage," Breeze said lightly. "Unfortunately, I prove too weak. Now, to completely divert us from this subject, which I find far too discomforting, I shall return to your earlier question. You ask if we are doing the right thing? Right thing how? By forcing King Lekal to become a vassal to Elend?"
Sazed nodded.
"Well then," Breeze said, "I'd have to say that yes, we did the right thing. Our treaty will give Lekal the protection of Elend's armies."
"At the cost of his own freedom to govern."
"Bah," Breeze said with a wave of his hand. "We both know that Elend is a far better ruler than Lekal could ever hope to be. Most of his people are living in half-finished shacks for the Lord Ruler's sake."
"Yes, but you must admit that we bullied him."
Breeze frowned.
"That's how all politics is. Sazed, this man's nephew, sent an army of Kolos to destroy Lúthedel. He's lucky Elend didn't just come down and wipe out the entire city in retribution. We have bigger armies, more resources, and better allomancers. This people will be far better off once Lekal signs that treaty." "What is wrong with you, my dear man? You argued all these same points not 2 days ago at the negotiating table."
"I apologize, Lord Breeze," Sazed said. "I seem to find myself feeling contrary of late."
Breeze didn't respond at first.
"It still hurts, does it?"
he asked.
"That man is far too good at understanding the emotions of others," Sazed thought. "Yes," he finally whispered.
"It will stop," Breeze said. "Eventually."
"Will it?"
Sazed thought, looking away. It had been a year. It still felt as if nothing would ever be right again. Sometimes he wondered if his immersion in the religions was simply a way of hiding from his pain. If that were so, then he'd chosen a poor way to cope, for the pain was always there waiting for him. He had failed. No, his faith had failed him. Nothing was left to him. It was all just gone.
"Look," Breeze said, drawing his attention. "Sitting here and waiting for Lekal to make up his mind is obviously making us anxious. Why don't we talk about something else? How about telling me about one of those religions you have memorized? You haven't tried to convert me in months."
I stopped wearing my copper mines nearly a year ago, Breeze.
But surely you remember a bit, Breeze said. Why don't you try to convert me? You know, for old time's sake and all that.
I don't think so, Breeze. It felt like a betrayal. As a keeper, a terrace ferrochemist, he could store memories inside of pieces of copper, then withdraw them later. During the time of the Final Empire, Sazed's kind had suffered much to gather their vast stores of information, and not just about religions. They had gathered every shred of information they could find about the time before the Lord Ruler. They'd memorized it, passed it on to others, depending on their ferrochemy to maintain accuracy. Yet they'd never found the one thing they sought most urgently, the thing that had begun their quest, the religion of the Terrace people. It had been erased by the Lord Ruler during the first century of his reign. Still, so many had died, worked, and bled so that Sazed could have the vast storages he'd inherited. And he had taken them off. After retrieving his notes about each religion, writing them down on the pages he now carried in his portfolio, he'd removed each and every one of his metal mines and stored them away. They just didn't seem to matter anymore. At times, nothing did. He tried not to dwell too much on that. But the thought lurked in his mind, terrible and impossible to banish. He felt tainted, unworthy. As far as Sazed knew, he was the last living ferrochemist. They didn't have the resources to search right now, but in a year's time, no keeper refugees had made their way to Ellen's domain. Sazed was it. And like all Terrace stewards, he'd been castrated as a child. The hereditary power of ferrochemy might very well die with him. There would be some small trace of it left in the Terrace people, but given the Lord Ruler's efforts to breed it away and the deaths of the Synod, things did not look good. The metal mines remained packed away, carried along wherever he went, but never used. He doubted he would ever draw upon them again.
Well?
Breeze asked, rising and walking over to lean against the window beside Sazed.
Aren't you going to tell me about a religion? Which is it going to be? That religion where people made maps, maybe? The one that worshipped plants? Surely you've got one in there that worships wine. That might fit me.
Please,